A specky man has a breakdown, day 9. There was no day 8. The moment his hand left the rail. An interview I'll never forget was with a young man called Kevin Hines. I interviewed him for the Sunday Times magazine. Kevin jumped from the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. It's a 4-second drop, so the force of impact is, well, you can imagine. Also, the water is freezing cold, and there are sharks. For these reasons, most people don't survive the jump. But this man, Kevin, only broke several vertebrae on impact, and he was lucky enough to be seen falling so he could be dredged out before he froze and before the great whites got him. When I interviewed Kevin, he said he regretted jumping the moment my hand left the rail. It's worth reading that again. You remember the woman who asked me to talk at her law firm? I went to see Jo and her colleague Gabby and showed them some of my drawings, including this one. And then there's a drawing on this page of a downcast specky man, hands in his pockets, being greeted by two figures in blue nurse's uniform. Above their heads, a thought bubble, an open mouth, a plate with cutlery, an ear, and a pill. That was one of the first drawings I made as soon as I'd been admitted. I went into hospital thinking I'd be there for a week, but forgot to pack a toothbrush. I didn't forget to pack a pen and a sketchbook. Nurses took away anything I might use to harm myself. I was churning with emotion, shame at finding myself there, guilt for the effect on my family, and self-pity that my life seemed to have fallen apart. As I went through the pictures, I told Joe and Gabby something like that. I gave them a kind of running commentary. These were drawings I'd made in real time to document as it was happening, an experience I simply didn't understand. But the pictures didn't show the wider context or explain why I found myself in hospital. Naturally, Joe and Gabby were curious, and perhaps you are too. I tried to answer and mentioned several things that might have been triggers, including multiple bereavement, losing regular work, and a severe decline in my income. These were all, I'm sure, contributing factors, but why did they affect me in this way when others who experienced the same losses carried on? And why did other painful experiences from long ago come rushing back into my head at all times? I just don't know. And then there's a breakdown of the book as described in yesterday's email. This is going to be the first edition comprising 250 hardback copies numbered and signed by the author and illustrator, which is me, JPF. Number of pages, 108. Binding, full colour, Smith sewn, hardback with head and tail bands, printed cover and dust jacket. Includes a signed, numbered, limited edition A5 art print called Do Your Tapping and Think of Something Pleasant, Anything. Which you can see, if you like, in the previous post, email. The price, £45. Shipping will be at cost with no markup. No surprises at the checkout. After the last post, which wasn't intended as any kind of a sales request, I did get messages from people asking if they could buy a copy of the book, so I've put their names down. No one's made any purchases yet, but I've put them on a list so that I remember who asked first. And you can see the list of people who've reserved a numbered signed copy of the first edition if you click a link on this page, and you could join them if you like. If you or someone you know is struggling, please reach out to a crisis line in your country. In the UK, Samaritans is available anytime on 116 123.